Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Arriving at the Poor School in London's King's Cross, it's clear this rehearsal space is alive with activity. All sorts of noises pour out of the rooms as I pass. And then I stumbled upon this.
Hey, what, poor Poppy? Like, who, poor
Poppy? I use a chair to start a set of stretching exercises.
To get into the room itself, I had to negotiate the walls of a set which just about filled the entire space. A futuristic set which, with all its detail and complexivity, wouldn't look out of place on the Starship Enterprise. But it's no coincidence that so many types of materials were used in making this. Not only does it make for a great touch tour, it also provides essential reference points for the actors.
The floor is quite well mapped out in tactile terms. There are markings that I can feel underfoot, and the idea is that I know where I am when I hit a particular tactile mark on the floor. That's the theory of it, at any rate.
That's John Wilson Goddard there, who plays one of the two main characters in The Chairs. His wife in the play, the old woman, is played by Heather Gilmore. They very kindly took a break from rehearsals to tell me more. I asked Heather to set the scene for those of us who don't know the story.
I'll tell you about the situation. There's two old people and they're in a building surrounded by water, and the old man has a message to give to the world, and so he says, invited an orator to come and speak to an assembled crowd, and the assembled crowd turn out to be invisible, so they greet a series of invisible guests.
Have you just given it away? Have you spoiled it for us?
No, it's all in the publicity, I think. It's all right. I have checked on the websites and stuff. I think it does say that. So.
Okay, so
but I can't tell you anything else.
Right, so, yeah, exactly, okay, keep some of it a mystery. John, tell me a bit about the character you play. By what Heather says, he sounds quite complex.
He's very complex indeed, because sometimes he is an old grumpy man. Sometimes he's a petulant child. Sometimes he is greatly pompous. And sometimes he is all sorts of other things.
Okay, and how did you prepare for this role?
It's such a complicated play in terms of how the conversation works. The conversation basically doesn't follow any normal rules of that you and I would understand. The only way I could think of doing it was learning as best I could the whole play and then bringing that to the rehearsal and seeing what happened there on in.
And Heather, I'll ask you, you know, a similar question, but I'm really interested to know how you ended up working with Extant and playing this particular role.
Well, I've been working with Extant off and on since about 2006 when I did a burlesque project with them, and I've done some teaching young people drama, young visually impaired people. I did train at Rose Bruford back in the 80s. Then I started to lose the majority of my sight and I thought that was it, and then I discovered Extant and it was great because it got me back into theatre, really.
And I've been watching you rehearse this morning. You both seem to really enjoy it. Is it fair to say that?
Yeah, most of the time, yes. I mean, this is a tough play.
It's tough indeed. When things take light, take fire, yes, indeed, there's so much to learn. There's the words, as I said, there's the movement, there's integrating all sorts of other extraneous elements that might be giving things away. So I shan't.
We all need to be here.
Okay, stop one second. John did something interesting.
Maria O'Shoddy is the director of Extant and this production of The Chairs. I asked her why she decided to bring this story to life.
The Chairs is a play that was written in the 50s by an absurdist writer called Eugene Ionesco. It's a play that I came across when I was studying drama at college, lots and lots of years ago. When I read it, I was immediately intrigued by the potential of casting blind actors in the part of the old man and the old woman because of their interaction with this host of invisible characters. I thought it'd be really interesting to play with the idea of visual impairment and representing that authentically on stage, at the same time having invisibility as part of the main sort of style and theme of the piece. Yeah, it's coming together. It's been hard. It's been really hard. But, you know, it's been challenging, and a challenge that the whole team, you know, everybody's chipped in, yeah, to enable the piece to come together on performance levels, in terms of set, in terms of, you know, interpretation. It's been a great ensemble experience.
Now, I need to talk about the set, because it is extraordinary. I know that the play is set somewhere in the future, and that's open to interpretation, I guess. But the set at some point will be open for a touch tour, which I think is incredible, as it is such a complex set. Tell us a bit about how tactile it actually is.
It's incredibly tactile. It's like a piece of it's like a museum piece or something. You know, so if you felt, you know, you were interested in being able to really get hands-on experience of an item or an object or a facility or something in a museum, this is kind of like the equivalent, I suppose. Theoretically, based in a sort of research power station type place that's very dilapidated. This old couple that are sort of in their 90s have been there for sort of an unspecified amount of time, but you get a sense that they've been there for a long, 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 long time, surviving or existing in this place. The set very much reflects that. It reflects a sense of the very old, in a way, because the place is rusted and broken down. It also sort of reflects the new, the very new, because there's a lot of technology, even though it's kind of eroded and falling apart, that exists in the set. So there are lots of keyboards and dials and levers and knobs, and you get a sense that this place was once, you know, operational, but this old couple have been there for years and years and years with this aim to maintain the place, and are, in a sense, sort of, they've simultaneously been breaking down over the years with this place, and we find them all sort of surviving in this facility, which is like, you know, maybe the far-flung reaches of some place that people have survived, you know, after this kind of post-apocalyptic event, which is hinted at in the play but not specified.
Now, the cast is blind. That's what's very interesting about this play. But audience members who are blind are also very well catered for. Tell me a bit about that.
We have created audio description for the show, but it's integrated into the aesthetic sort of sound design for the piece. So the old man and old woman create this imaginary space for themselves on stage with all these invisible characters. But we've also created an interior space in their heads as well through the sound design. So we have, yeah, their thoughts describing what they're doing and how they're interacting with these characters. And also there are sound effects that are the imagined sounds of these imagined characters that the old man and old woman hear.
Putting them up and book it aside, I turn a dial on the wall.
So The Chairs is a production by blind people, for blind people. And one thing's for sure, if the audience have just as much fun as the cast did rehearsing, then you're in for a treat. If you're still looking for a reason to go, then Maria might just provide that.
Listen! Well, I think it's very, very rare to find this level of performance from visually impaired actors. So I think that, you know, if you're interested in seeing how extant works in an experimental way and with visually impaired people at the heart of what we do, I mean, I'm blind, the sound designer is blind, the two actors are visually impaired, then this is your opportunity to see what we can achieve and how our thought processes and creative processes work. Working in the arts is really tough, and you know, raising the money to do shows is difficult, and so we don't come around that often. So yeah, I think it's a real opportunity to kind of get a sense of what we do, and also to see how we integrate creative access, and also to, you know, see a play that is a real classic. It's rarely done as well, so this is an opportunity to see that, and it's a good stonking piece of theatre, very entertaining, funny, and very dramatic at times.
Must be someone else.
The Chairs opens on the 16th of April at the Arena Theatre in Wolverhampton and runs until the 18th, where there is a matinee and an evening performance. For tickets, visit www.wlv.ac.uk. On the 29th of April, doors open at the Albany Theatre in Deptford in London, and the Chairs will run there until the 2nd of May, and a touch tour is available at all of the London performances. Just phone the theatre before to let them know. For tickets, it's www.thealbany.org.uk.
You should have thought of that earlier. You had plenty of time.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.